advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
See, Sid's in the room.
Is he?
He said, "Dad, help." It's an unknown user on here. I can't tell, but I know that that's Sid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More and more people are using CJ's house and long chicken sandwiches now.
So. You're not saying it right, though, but it's okay.
I know. Yeah. It's its own thing now.
They didn't go together, but it's become a thing. Yeah. And we call those Sid-isms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had somebody, one of the guys at work, he's like, "Hey, where are we going to lunch? Going to CJ's house?"
Well, that can, yeah, that works. Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, you want to get a long chicken sandwich?" He's like, "Yeah."
That's CJ's Burger house. King. Though.
And then we went somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we didn't even go there.
Right.
Went to Frosty King.
Oh, God, yeah. Frosty King. I fucked it up this week,
garbage.
And I had one shut your mouth. Frosty King is not
get
garbage.
Get out of here.
What's, okay, pick your Frosty King.
Jolly Cone. It's better. 34th Street.
Which Frosty King are you talking?
Any of them. They're not
34th.
That
great. No, 34th is a circus
They're
of delicious.
Not that good.
I have not been to Jolly Cone in a fucking long ass time, though, so I can't say. And you have been to Frosty King, I assume.
Yeah.
Why'd you go?
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm not saying it's not.
What's better
I'm
at Jolly
Cone?
I'm not
saying it's bad. What do you mean?
Trying to say the fries are better or something?
No,
or trying to say
the burger?
The
burgers. Everything's better. It's just better tasting. Like, everything's better.
Hmm. Next cheat day, I'll have it.
I don't know.
Have you had their pastrami?
Who? Frosty King?
Woo. Frosty King.
Frosty King? And I don't like pastrami that much.
Okay, because I'm just going to, because there's one directly across the street
from the
house.
It says the
world's
greatest pastrami.
No. It says Frosty King, and then the sign says burger, like it's the king of burgers. They're the Frosty King.
Yeah.
But they're the pastrami leader.
Huh. Oh, ooh, the leader.
They have the most entertaining menus.
There's different forms of governance. Like when it comes to burgers, it's a monarchy. But they realize that pastrami is a democracy, and they have to be the pastrami leader.
Yeah, I don't mind pastrami. I just don't get it.
They have spelling errors on their menus and shit. Like tomatoes is spelled wrong on the one. We found a couple things last time we go through. Every time we find
people
something.
People from the Middle East own them always. They move here and they own those for whatever reason. And so Foster's Freeze was my favorite.
Right.
But there was one in particular that was different from any other Foster's Freeze.
Because there's Foster's Freeze, Frosty King, Frosty.
Yeah, but Foster's Freeze was original.
Right.
Yeah,
I think they all spawn out of the same family buying one. And then the son's
Chinese,
I can do this.
The Chinese.
Well, Foster's Freeze is more than just Bakersfield.
Though. Right.
Yeah. Chinese people owned.
Yeah, there's one in Ventura.
Yeah. Chinese people owned the Foster's Freeze here. And that was the one on Stockdale. And that one, like, I've been going there since I was young. Mm-hmm. And man, like, they put the lard on the burgers. You know what I mean? Like the patties were kind of thin, but they just tasted good. The milkshakes were always good. Like Frosty King milkshakes, fine. You know, they're good. They're soft serve. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but yeah, just Foster's Freeze was good. Well, then the one from Wilson bought that one. And now it's like Frosty King. Like it doesn't taste, they changed the buns. The buns are halfway stale most of the time. Like they're just, I don't know. It's just not,
I've never had that experience, but I had a cheat day and I had I was being good all the way up Friday night. I even got lettuce wrap burgers and I woke up in the morning. I was like, you know what? Fuck it, man. I'm never by this place. There's a place called Garden Market in Santa Paula in Ventura on 10th Street. And it's like this fucking weird ass little Mexican grocery store. Mm-hmm. And in the back of it, there's little cafeteria ladies that fucking take your order through a window. No place to sit. You get it. They hand it to you. Then you go up to the front. Like you're buying milk or something and pay at the regular checkout and they just handwrite it on the paper and then they get napkins out of some fucking napkins off the shelf. Like literally the same napkins they're selling. They just opened a package and grabbed some and stuff it in your brown paper bag.
You never been to a Mexican market before?
Or? It was awesome. I literally had to order my shit in Spanish. Like I went back there and said bacon breakfast burrito and they had questions about what I just said. And I was like, it's a fucking breakfast burrito. Like, they have breakfast burritos on the menu. Yeah. And so I had to sit there and, like, con papas, con queso, like, start saying shit in Spanish. And they're like, oh, fucking everything was cool. So we got breakfast burritos. And then I was like, I'm having this for dinner, too. I'm coming back. So I had a breakfast burrito. Then I had some soft serve shit from, like, Surf Yogurt or some mm-hmm. shit that had, like... Ugh. It was like frozen yogurt. Ugh. You're tripping, dude. Ugh. You have something bad to say about every fucking thing. What's it like to be Brad and that opinionated garbage. About everything? I mean, your life must fucking suck.
I mean, you come from here where we have Dwarves and Rosemary's, and then you're like, oh, some frozen yogurt. Like, if I gave that shit to the blindfold,
it wasn't like that. I know what you're saying. It wasn't like that. It wasn't that thing where you bite it. It was like fudge brownie, fucking chocolate, creamy, super good ice cream is what it tasted like. I'm telling you. But they had Reese's peanut butter on a pump. They had a fucking pump of peanut butter. Yeah, and then they had a fucking topping bar that was just insane. They had like circus fucking frosted animal cracker cookies or whatever. That was one of the toppings. Like, they had mini cheesecakes bites for a topping. It was like baby Reese's pieces.
Sounds peanut butter expensive. Cups. Shit's $10.
It was kind of crazy because it was a thing where they weigh it. Right. There's no prices listed anywhere. Yeah, it was just so like, here's the steps. Put shit in your thing, weigh it, and pay. Yeah. See you later. It was $18 for three.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And I wasn't like, I was pretty fucking generous about my thing. I got the medium or something, I think, the medium cup. But I had that, and then I went back and had carne asada for burrito for dinner. Fucking killed it. I'm still waiting to see what the scales say about it, but I got back on track this morning. Yeah. It was nice to have a cheat day, though.
I won't hurt you.
Yeah. I bet it won't. The Rock has a cheat day. Some shit. Yeah. Fuck yeah, he does.
The Rock's cheat days are retarded.
It's like 20 sushi rolls, a fucking platter full of cookies.
Yeah. The fucking hamburgers he eats. Like, they're fucking like, he's like, wow.
He's a beast, though. Yeah. I'm going to work out, but I don't work out like The Rock. The Rock's fucking crazy. Fuck. Yeah. So, yeah, cheat day. It was good.
That's good.
I hadn't had one in like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks.
So, it's not an official hot sack winner because we do that on the previous show for the week. But on our Reddit, we had. The Reddit user Atomic Tumbleweed, and he posted a picture of some leftover pizza with El Yucateco Black on it. And we wanted to give him a shout out for having posted on Reddit. So Atomic Tumbleweed, we will be sending you a bottle of El Yucateco hot sauce. So look for Frankie Pigeons or track down Frankie Pigeons, and in that exchange, let us know.
You obviously
have Black because it's in the photo, but let us know what flavor you're after, and then we'll try to make sure that's what you get. So,
if you're hearing the buzzing, it's the air conditioner because it's too fucking hot.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I don't think they can hear it.
No, you can. I can hear the buzzing. But
you can, because we're sitting in the room.
No, I can hear it in the...
Like, we always go, oh, what was that? When, like, some fucking bum with a skateboard, a shopping cart, and a fucking marching band go up the sidewalk.
When I process it, it'll be there.
It doesn't show up.
Yeah.
So I think we're all right.
No.
It feels better. I'm okay with it.
I don't have titty sweat.
Yeah, you did. I could see it. Yeah.
It's going away now.
It was like a Forrest Gump, but it was a giant happy face. You look like a fucking jack-o'-lantern.
I did.
Made out of sweat.
Thanks. Thanks, you piece of shit.
You're welcome. Garbage. Your titty sweat is garbage.
Thanks.
It is way better garbage. Titty sweat at this other place.
Yeah, there probably is. Probably at the gym on some real titties.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There's real.
You're right. See, you're going with my argument here. You're helping it out.
I try.
I don't know. I'm done.
Yeah,
we're out of here. We have whiskey from Rye.
Oh, we do.
Amick. Now, this is the thing, Rye.
I thought the same thing. I'm with you. This is some Mandela shit.
We have whiskey from you already.
He said no.
That's a lie. Because it's here.
Although we couldn't find it.
I don't know. Well, I just looked right there. You moved stuff around. So
we got 200 fucking bottles. Yeah, it's not that easy to find
We haven't looked through everything.
The rye in a haystack.
But I remember it being on the back of a bottle, and I remember trying it because Rye bought us rye whiskey, ironically.
But why would he lie about it?
I don't know. But I don't believe him.
I believe him.
So.
He was here, and I asked him.
Is he a right guy, or is he?
He is a right guy, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he probably wouldn't. He doesn't rye. He's not a rye.
No, right people lie. We know.
Really?
That.
Yeah. They rye more than anyone?
Yes, I think so. Rye.
Fucking rye.
Lie.
What?
It's not a word.
I'm not on board with any of this.
Why?
It's like slowly becoming like Pig Latin,
overboard?
Where we're able to just have an entire conversation with inside jokes. <turning into. laughs> No one understands anything, right? I'll be an electrician, hooker, canoe, fucking unbelievable. Everyone's like, what in the fuck? Some person's never heard the show. You got to study to watch this podcast. Like, you have to fucking start at the beginning, and you better know all the inside jokes.
Yeah, you got to study to watch the podcast. Yeah. That's some weird shit.
Yeah.
The people are watching right now.
I know.
They are.
Fucking garbage,
but they're
Brad.
Probably listening.
No, it could be.
Yeah. Some so what scotch it. Is this?
You going to watch the words?
Brad's trying to fight
Are you
me
watching
right
the
now.
Words?
What
I'm trying
did,
to fight you.
What did Rye give us?
It'd be fast.
What did he give it?
Highland single malt scotch whiskey. 37 year.
That's not true.
It's not true. Rum cask finish. Double maturation.
Ooh.
Double maturation. I like that.
Oh, wow.
What brand is it? What?
It is Trader Joe's.
That so, whiskey has developed titties.
Yeah.
The maturation has occurred.
Maturation. It is mature.
That's when your titties grow in.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's, okay. So I see what that means. So it was in two different casks. So the first cask, man, they've printed this in gold.
They got rematured.
The single malt has been matured in traditional oak cask until it has achieved perfection of balance and aromas.
Then why'd they move flavors. It? It was perfect. It achieved perfection. And then they moved
and
it.
And then they went to a second cask.
Of those two categories.
Yeah.
Oh.
Second cask. It's same transferred the into the first fill premium rum cask, allowing further development and increasing the depth of flavor.
Mm. They need to word that better. Who wrote that?
I don't know.
And but it's the Trader Joe's.
The description
brand?
Is complex. The whiskey
wouldn't
is
it
not.
Just be double matured, double yeah, maturation?
That's what I'm saying. Know. That wording
it's
is
fucking
strange.
Weird.
So it's a Trader Joe's label.
Trader Joe's.
Does
yes.
it say what the distillery is? Because usually they use like. Pretty decent.
Distilled and bottled for Trader Joe's.
That smells like...
Distilled, matured, and bottled in Scotland.
Oh.
Hamish Robertson and Company.
Okay.
That's bottled. Hold on. Belshill, Lancashire... Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, Ville. I don't know. Chestertonville, New York.
They normally get like decent like distillers from,
it smells
from
good.
Scotland and Ireland.
Yeah,
it
reminds me of something.
Sure. Stuff.
There's a buttery smell
yeah,
to
I
it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
smells,
all right, here we go.
Smells buttery.
Scotch whiskey is good.
Cheers, bitches.
Oh.
Good.
Wow. Mm. Wow. That's good.
Sammy had complexity, but that shit's delicious.
That's very simple.
Yeah, it's good.
It is very good. It's indicative of single malt Scotch whiskey. Yeah, because that's where it's set in the second barrel and developed those flavors. No, that was the first barrel.
First barrel was the oak.
Yeah, the rum.
And it achieved perfection.
You do get the rum kind of on the back end.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
That stuff's good.
That is good. That's really good, actually. I might go buy a bottle of this.
Let's see. Have you guys noticed the bottle's missing?
Rum cask finish. Huh.
How many bottles are there now? We do need to do a recount.
Last time I counted, there was like 180, and that was a while ago.
You counted 180? I thought it was 140 or something.
I think it was 180 when I counted.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think so.
It's getting crazy.
I'm just saying
it's a crazy.
Even if you said an average price of 30, which is probably conservative per bottle.
3,000.
Yeah, because there's... Yeah.
And
because
plus,
there's like some
that's
bottles
not including
that are,
the 80 or the 40 even. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we do appreciate it.
That's impressive. I'm impressed.
I appreciate it.
We do have a collection.
I might appreciate the whiskey wall more than I appreciate anything that the fans do for us.
It's pretty impressive.
It's pretty fucking dope.
The hand jobs, the hand jobs are nice. You guys are getting hand jobs, right?
Yeah.
Don't make me go into the potatoes versus sex, whiskey versus hand
jobs. They send you potatoes?
They bring me potatoes with my hand jobs.
Mm.
Like it's
now we're talking.
Yeah, because I haven't shunned off. Like,
are they cooked or are they just raw potatoes? Because that's kind of weird.
Either or. Like, what if I wanted mashed
potatoes?
There's
decisions
bring
to be
me,
made, yeah.
Yeah, like somebody bring me russets one time and I sent them packing. I was like, you bony back motherfucker, get out of here.
You bony back.
You bring me some Idaho golds and then we're
what
talking.
About russet says bony back?
I don't know. I was just saying that they were bony backed.
Oh.
Like and they brought me russet potatoes. Yeah. They're poor, I would assume.
Bony back.
Yeah, you brought
like they should have eaten those potatoes.
You brung
instead of
me,
them to you.
Yeah, you brung me some peasant food. That's not cool. I want red potatoes, white potatoes, something I can eat the skin on. You know what I mean? I don't like
red potatoes with
russet
garlic.
Potato, you got to peel them.
Garlic
you bring
butter,
them, you
baked
bring me,
red potatoes.
Yeah, you bring me some russets. They better be peeled already. You know what I mean? Then I'll peel these jeans back.
Then
you know
the
what I mean?
Clock's ticking now.
Have you done the thing where you just like soft boil them though and it fucking just peels right off?
I have not done that.
It works.
I've not done
it. Burn the fuck out of your hands if you don't let it cool.
I've seen the video. I have seen it.
Have you seen the fucking the ricer thing that you can mash the potatoes?
I didn't saw that one.
You didn't saw that one either? Have you seen that?
Did you saw it?
It's called a ricer. I don't know what it's actually for, but maybe it's for potatoes.
Yeah, you rice the potatoes.
I've sweened a ricer.
You sween it?
Yeah.
Todd, sween it?
What are you doing setting over there?
The thing that I say wrong that they get me for.
No, they were saying it was me.
Nah, fucking...
Sit and set.
Nick's wife.
Yeah.
Nick's wife said that shit about me. No, there's a video of her calling me out on the fucking...
She just posted saying me. We don't like the way Brad says...
So I say set, then you say set or something then. Yeah. We're both fucking up. Like, we need a trade
or something. I told her to set on her knees.
How could we both be wrong?
I don't know. They're in New York. They're fucking idiots.
True.
So. Mm-hmm.
And she has two husbands. Or one husband and something. I don't know.
Good for her.
I have no idea.
Or bad for her.
One that they know about.
Bad for them. Women are a pain in the ass. What I don't even know what we're doing.
I do.
I have a topic.
What's it about?
She said, you both say set, fools.
We do. Fools.
Our topic is the Green River Killer. The Green River Killer, Gary Leon Ridgway.
And the Green River Killer.
Leon Ridgway.
Come on down. He was on The Price is Right. Did you see the footage?
I didn't like it.
Creepy.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Fuck no, dude. This dude's gross. I've forgotten a lot of what we've done, and I think, like, is this guy the grossest? And I was like, no, I know there's bad stuff. I remember there's bad stuff before Maxis got me. Like, I've forgotten, like, terrible things. Thank God.
This is awful.
It is really bad, though.
I don't know. It's not any worse than anything else.
They said he was the most prolific American serial killer.
He brushed maggots away. Brushed maggots out of the way because in the way of him having sex with bodies.
We just talked about a guy... We had a hole in a hammock and ate people's shit.
I think the maggots is way worse.
It's gross.
I'd let you shit my mouth before I swipe maggots away and fucking dead body.
I'm swiping the maggots away.
You would swipe maggots away in my mouth and fuck a dead body though.
Over, yeah.
We can't agree on anything.
I'm just saying we're two different people here, sir.
Your sexual preferences are garbage.
I'm just saying
it does help support the fact that Brad doesn't like soft serve.
Yeah, no, I like soft serve. What are you talking about, Willis?
You're talking shit about frozen yogurt.
Well, maybe it was soft garbage. Serve and not frozen yogurt. I could be incorrect in saying so. I don't know.
A hammock is very similar to a...
It was the machine you pulled down, but that could be...
No, because it could have been rabbit poop pellet poops. It could have been like fucking elongated green baby poop, like depending on what she ate. Like, did she have asparagus? Like, there's a lot of things that go into this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. So,
Gary Leon Ridgway.
Swiping a couple maggots away. Fucking a dead body.
It's fucking horrible.
Is it that bad?
He's believed to have killed...
It's the dead body, Brad, not the maggots.
Oh.
I mean, maggots are gross.
Is that what you guys are worried about? You guys are weirded out about the dead body.
Yeah, not the maggots.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Smell.
Believed to have killed at least 71 women, according to him. I think the official count that he's been... Arrested.
More.
He's arrested and tried for 49.
It's always more.
His first bulk was 48. Then a 49th got tacked on later. But he says that he thinks there were at least 71, but he also told the court that in all honesty, he can't remember
a lot
of them.
That's bad.
It's because he didn't know.
It'd be like Brent killing people.
He didn't know names or faces. I honestly thought about, like, would I remember that many people? Like, someone like me, I wouldn't. My memory's terrible, right? But he remembered where he buried them, but I don't know directions either. So I lost
you'd be
all
like
bodies.
The worst serial killer ever.
Like, I can't help you. It would be like if the IRS tried to audit me. I'm like, I don't know. Good luck with that. I don't even have a shoebox of receipts.
Yeah, you killed all these people, and if you just tell us where they're buried, we'll let you off scot-free. And you're
I'm fucked.
Maybe it was over here. Yeah, like I don't even know where my keys are right now.
I do because I got that guitar thing now.
He would leave the bodies in what he called clusters, and he would usually pose them in weird poses with weird props in the nude. And he would usually return to the bodies and have sex with them. And one of the things in the background,
so he's an artist. So you're saying.
While they were trying to arrest him, they ended up talking to Ted Bundy. Apparently several of the things that Ted Bundy told him turned out to be true. He was like, if you can find one of his burial sites and don't disturb it, if you watch it, he is going to go back to that burial site again.
They said they received thousands of letters with tips from the public. And in those letters was a letter from prison from Ted Bundy. And basically a psychologist said that he was being threatened. It was in his hunting ground. He was in prison. He was not in the spotlight anymore. Someone was showing him up and getting away with it. And it was an ego thing for him to become empowered to be involved in it and somehow. But I listened to the the audio recording of him talking to the people, asking him the questions. And he's extremely fucking intelligent, dude. He's super intelligent.
Yeah. A lot of serial killers are.
Yeah, I mean, he was, man. And
they were.
He was right. He was right. It was just a matter of them finding a fresh enough body. But the thing is, it's funny. I like related it to the QuickBooks commercial where it's like, is business getting in the way of running your business? It was like, are dead bodies getting in the way of your fucking murder investigation? Like, they were so busy just uncovering these fucking bodies that they were like months and years behind,
right,
trying to fucking catch this fool, because every time they went out there, they'd find four more fucking bodies. They're like, digging them up. They're trying to figure out where this went. Who was this? And trying to stay on it. And then by that time, he's fucking killed more, dude. It was like in such a short period of time, 70 women, you know what I mean? Just fucking crazy. But he was right. He was going back and having sex with the bodies because he knew as a serial killer, that trophy, that empowerment thing, like he didn't want to waste it. He went back to it because it gave him the feeling, the elated feeling of like power that he had when it happened. He would relive some of that by driving through it. And they noticed when they put him under surveillance at one point that he was just cruising through some of the areas that they later figured out, like, oh, he was driving past it just to get that fucking feeling.
Yeah. And he said that because he would have sex with the bodies quite often. And once he was busted, he said that having sex with the dead victims reduced his need to kill somebody else.
He also said, like in a joking manner,
kept him at bay for a minute.
He said, why would you have sex with dead? Do you prefer dead bodies? He's like, no, but hookers cost money. And these ones are already dead.
Yeah.
So
you had to like pay the hooker money and kill her.
Right.
Right.
You get your money back.
Like, no, he's just saying that would cost money. Like, why do you have to kill someone to fuck him? Like, you could just pay for him and fuck him. And he's like, yeah, but then I'd have to pay him. And these ones are already dead, so I might as well go fuck him again.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Makes sense.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Dude was bad. And he used this fucking picture of his kid to lure them into the truck.
To lure the hookers in.
Because there was so much suspicion.
Better than stamps.
Yeah, because all those fucking women were like, man, my girlfriends are disappearing at a fucking fast rate lately.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, I'm not the fucking Green River Killer. Like, I'm a family man.
Yeah, like,
I'm
here's my kid.
Like, here's my kid. Like, and he said immediately it would lower their defense. Yeah. And they would just be like, okay.
Oh, my kid's cute.
Okay, I'll suck your dick. And they get in the car and get strangled. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, man. And I kind of...
Smart dude.
He... Like in some of his post-arrest interviews, he was talking about, like, he seemed to act like he didn't want to have sex with dead bodies and he didn't care for it. And that wasn't his thing. It was just that if he did it, he didn't have to kill again. And that it was a matter of convenience. But then in other conversations, he seemed to indicate that he actually kind of enjoyed.
Well, there was some weird shit with like, his mom when he was little. Like, his dad worked at a morgue.
Yeah, but he kind of contradicted himself on the having sex with dead bodies. Cause in some of the interviews, it's like, no, I didn't want to, I just had to, cause it kept the demons at bay. But then in other conversations,
but it's something you have to do. You wanted to.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know where he falls on.
Probably
that.
Mentally he didn't want to. You know what I mean? He was probably fighting it off, but it was a thing that he had to do. Yeah.
Oh, it's like me eating the burrito. Yeah. I want to eat the burrito.
Right.
And I try to fight it off.
Yeah.
But ultimately I have to give in to the burrito.
Yeah. You have to.
So
you eat one bean, you got to eat them all.
It's not that different.
Right. He was born in Salt Lake City, Utah. His father worked in a morgue. And
here's the problem.
When his son was young,
he would
talk about the fact that other workers at work used to go in and have sex with the corpses.
Like, is that a fucking thing? Like, you hear that time and time again. That fucking narrative is repeated through.
That does not happen in my mortuary, guys. What? Just want to put that out there.
Okay, good.
So when you bring your family members in, they're treated with the utmost respect.
They should just put that on a sign.
Yeah, Brad wears a condom.
Like, bring us your dead. We won't fuck
him.
Yeah.
We won't.
Brad's mortuary.
Brad's mortuary.
That sign. Brad's mortuary. I promise I won't fuck your grandma.
No. That's just.
I'll just bury her.
Oh, man. Brad's mortuary.
Yeah.
We don't fuck him. People are going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm taking grandma there.
Yeah.
Because they're honest.
That's all you need.
Her.
Yeah.
Like, especially nobody's if they're fucking bodies there, they're not putting that on the sign.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But think about how many instances in just the show topics we covered where you find out that they were either chopping them up and selling their fucking organs on the black market.
Right. Yeah.
Like, fucking burn me like a Viking, please. Like, I don't want anyone fucking with me after I'm dead. Just burn me.
Oh, you wait.
God dang it.
I'm sneaking in.
I hope I go.
Yeah.
I have to sneak in.
I hope Brad dies first.
Yep. If your family has a viewing...
Oh, man. Telling you, you're going to be impressed. We could get it over with now if you just want to take care of it.
I don't see anything. But I'm just telling you.
Yeah, if your family has a viewing, you're going to be buried with something inside of you.
That's exactly right.
No viewing.
It might be the we might order another banana phone. That thing's pretty big.
Unless it's an accidental.
It's just
death.
Like, where's this? We'll leave the cord hanging out of ringing? The casket.
You can hear
like if I could plug it into a phone.
The soft sound of a muted
like,
ring.
I'm gonna call it on the other side. I'm like, Brent, just gonna hear it. Just
na 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 na. Yeah. Na 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 na. That's the ring.
That banana phone was kind of bulgy too.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It was very very wide.
Yeah, enough lube you get in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Not worried about tearing.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Fuck no. You're not gonna bleed out.
I had an episiotomy for no reason. Just getting ready for the banana phone.
So when later on Ridgway said that the
I call it the episiotomy though.
Yeah,
the episiotomy.
That having, me and girl
having sex
episiotomy
with corpses was a fantasy of his because there was no attachment.
Yeah,
and that
and because his dad talked about when fucking like sexual right. development was occurring right. in his childhood and yeah. he's learning about things.
It's kind of a normal yeah. thing, you know.
And then mom fucking washed
you're
his junk
me
for too long.
You're six or you're 13. You're 13. There's a dead body in front of you.
Negative, sir.
No.
Fuck no.
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 It's fresh. It's fresh. Just happened.
A watermelon.
She
maybe.
Just got hit by a bus.
Watermelon, maybe.
And they fled the scene. Nobody's around.
No.
You're like hormonal.
No.
No.
The apple pie would be a disaster for the record. That's
cantaloupe.
Yeah,
like you warm up the cantaloupe. What was that? You
my buddy.
Yeah.
Chris Joslin, wherever you're at, buddy.
Joslin.
That motherfucker fucked the cantaloupe in the microwave. I feel like you'd accidentally get severe burns.
Fuck
you better
yeah.
stick like, a finger in there
yeah,
and make
you gotta
sure
feel it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a lot of times if you like microwave a burrito, it says microwave for 3 minutes and then let sit for five.
Yeah, because
you better let the cantaloupe sit for five.
And
that's
that
what
heat
I'm
needs to evenly distribute.
It might be kind of cool. It's got the hot and cold spots and shit.
I don't know. Not if it burns your dick off.
He said it was amazing.
Probably was.
Yeah.
So
I don't like cantaloupe though. That's the thing. There's one
yeah,
thing
you're not
world.
Eating it.
I know, but just the smell of it. I don't even want. I don't
Let's
want
do
even cantaloupe.
Watermelon.
I can't elope, bro.
You could check this out. With the cantaloupe, you can reenact the Green River killings. Really though, you let the cantaloupe set outside first and grow maggots.
I don't think maggots.
Then you
touch
sneak
cantaloupe.
Up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think they, don't do, they do meat.
Flies?
Nah.
Flies and fruit?
No. Yeah. No maggots
yes.
on a fruit.
Yes.
I've never seen maggots on a fruit.
Maggots are everywhere.
Not on a fruit.
They grow everywhere.
Mm-mm. Garbage.
I'm glad you know.
Garbage.
You're going to argue with me. Oh, it's going to be a good episode.
His home life.
Dave, we pulled a good magic card.
Yeah, we did. yeah, we did.
Don't make me drink more whiskey.
He
fucking do it. Bitch.
His parents hated each other and were violent, and he had a bad habit of wetting the bed. And his mother, when she discovered the accidents, would immediately bathe him.
Mm-hmm. That's a good mom.
And bathe him in a cold shower while she was barely clothed and linger on his genitals for way too long, cleaning him up because he was naughty and peed in the bed. She would.
She just kept saying, "You're so naughty."
When her son was young.
She's rubbing her nipple on his dick.
Like, she would tell him stories weird. Of one of her, of measuring men for suits at the department store where she worked. That was her job. She was, mm-hmm. she was a seamstress. And she would talk about
Mr. Dangles.
She would tell her son what their crotches smelled like and talk about how she made their jeans grow.
Right.
Ah.
And she would explain that to the son.
She's like,
so she was a prostitute.
Some men's crotches smell like corn nuts. Some smell like tuna. It depends on how much coffee they drink.
Right. That's for sure.
But either way,
that's true.
There's it moves.
Like, either way, it moves.
So
yeah. And the wind's not blowing.
Made their slacks grow.
Uh-huh.
This is before jeans.
So he admits later on that this gave conflicting feelings of sexual attraction and anger towards his mother.
Anger.
And that he had sexual fantasies about his mother as his teenager. And specifically, he wanted to have violent sex with her, then slit her throat with a kitchen knife, not to kill her, but to scar her neck for life because he felt he could never live up to her expectations.
Damn.
Dude, my buddy Joe.
That's healthy.
My buddy Joe sent me a video this morning, and it was like a radio show. Like someone's riding in the car listening to the radio, mm-hmm. and it's one of those things where they call in, and it's like, you went on a date with someone, you feel like it went really well, and they call the person back because they're ghosting you, and they're like, hey, we'll pay for another date. Like, what's the deal? Like, if you guys want to go out again, we'll pay for another date. So they go, this chick calls in, and she's like, hey, I went out with this guy. He's like 20 years younger than me, and we had a great time. We went out to dinner, and then we got romantic like three times like that night, and then like that after the morning, I just never saw him again. He's never called me back. And so the radio station calls, and they're like, hey, I'm just going to say names. They're like, Johnny, like, what's up? Like, Maria said you guys had a good time. He's like, wait, who is this? And they're like, it's the radio station. He's like, oh, my God, this is fucking gold. And he's like, is this going to be on the radio? They're like, you're on the radio right now, live. He's like, oh my God. They're like, Mary wants to go on another date with you because she had such a good time. She said, you guys got romantic, this and that. He's like, okay, so here's the deal. I saw her on the internet and her son used to bully me in school. So that was just for revenge. I fucked his mom and took pictures.
Oh, fuck.
And this is making it 100 times better that it's on the radio. And they're like, she's on the line right now. And she's like, wait, you know Sam? And he was like, I know Sam. I'm not Sam's fucking friend. Your son's an asshole and it's a learned behavior and you deserve what you got. I was like, woof, this is getting fucking
damn
rough. He's like, you know those pictures I took? He's like, this is what's happening. He's like, I'm just going to text your son. I win. And I'm sending him a picture with my dick in your mouth.
Oh!
Yeah.
God damn.
That's fucking great.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen for that fucking radio station.
Yeah, like, she's like, Jesus. I'll sue you for the picture. She's like, you're staring straight in the camera. You're clearly aware I was taking a picture. Like,
yeah. She called.
But you see, you're still getting trouble for posting that picture, though.
No, he's not posting it. He's just sending it to the son. Mm. It's private.
Yeah, maybe.
Man. Wow.
He's like,
I think it's.
He's like, so you don't want to go there? Oh, you don't want to go back out? We'll pay for the date. And he's like, no, I got what I needed. It's
fuck.
Wow. I'd have been like, yeah, I'll go. She's not going to go.
Yeah. Why not?
That's funny.
So as a kid, Ridgway was tested with an IQ of 82. So unlike other serial killers who are like abnormally smart, he's a little on the fucking dumb side.
That's George Bush's IQ.
It can change though.
I think so.
Struggles in school. He might had have been to 92. Repeat
92 is average.
Had to repeat a year in 1 year in high school twice.
Oh fuck!
Damn, in high school.
Yeah,
he had a fucking mustache and he was like fucking driving.
You know, maybe
everybody.
It was just he just didn't fucking care.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like he's like thinking of bodies all day, like thinking about raping his mom.
During his teenage years.
Would that distract you if you're thinking about raping your mom all day in high school?
I think so.
Seems it would be a bit of a distraction, yeah.
But the other thing, like, again.
Damn, these quadratic equations. I can't think. I'm just thinking about fucking my mom.
Like, a lot of serial killers don't really step off and start doing fucked up shit until, like, adulthood. This guy was just, like, in it from fucking, like,
the childhood, man. Daddy morgue stories and mom's bath time.
So when he was 16, he stabbed a 6-year-old boy.
Oh.
He led a boy into the woods and then stabbed him through the ribs into his liver.
And walked away and said, I always wondered what it was like to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Did he
walked away
him?
Laughing.
No, the kid survived.
So he doesn't know. He didn't know at that
right.
point.
Right.
God damn.
So when he was 18.
Maybe that would have been the end of it. That would have been the
maybe.
End of it. Yeah.
At 18, he joins the Navy because he's not ever going to pass high school. After he gets through, he marries his first wife, Claudia Barrows. He gets sent to Vietnam. He's on a supply ship.
This isn't going
to
help.
And he saw combat. While he's in the military, he starts fucking lots of Vietnamese hookers and gets gonorrhea.
Well, that's going to happen.
This makes him mad.
Mm-hmm.
He gets angry at the hookers for giving him gonorrhea, but he still keeps having unprotected sex with hookers and spreading and getting more STDs.
He's got my problem. He's just rock hard when he's mad. That's why.
Nah, I think so.
He's like, I'm so mad, but I got to fuck this hooker. Yeah.
So his wife, who's 19, is back home, finds out that her husband is fucking hookers and has gonorrhea and is still planning on fucking hookers. And she's already fucking some other guy anyway. So get a divorce like that. It's a match made.
Oh, very nice.
His second wife, a woman named Marsha Winslow.
I always thought that was shitty. Like your husband's off at war. Like not even just out of base somewhere, but like at war, like the guy's at war and the women are out fucking on him. Like that sucks.
That's rough.
That's a fucking shitty situation.
And I think I bought them a blender.
I know.
His second wife was Marsha Winslow. She claims that at one point he put her in a chokehold. He kept fucking hookers and he wanted her to have sex in public and inappropriate places. And he was married to her while he was starting his killings. And it turns out later she realized that he was taking her to the woods to have sex where he had corpses buried.
After it all came out, like she looked back and was like,
He had to do that because at the house, fucking Steve Urkel kept busting in.
Because Steve Winslow?
Yeah. Steve Urkel. Yeah. Winslow. Yeah. The Winslows.
Yeah.
They're at that house.
I thought about that too when I heard Winslow. But then I started thinking about Die Hard right away. Because I was like, isn't that the guy from Urkel?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Who?
It is.
But I didn't know if his name was Winslow. I didn't know if his name... No.
No.
Die Hard, bro. Not Lethal Weapon. I didn't know if his name was Winslow in Lethal...
It was the Winslows.
In Die Hard or in Urkel. Yeah.
Urkel.
It was the Winslows?
It was the Winslows.
I can't remember his name in Die
Something
Hard.
Wong.
Yeah.
You no need be here.
We too low.
So part of their lovely marriage is apparently she had a serious weight problem. She had gastric bypass surgery in the 70s, which I didn't even know they did that in the 70s. So she loses a shit ton of weight and she starts flirting with other men.
Because it was crude back then. They just called it second stomach. You just had like a flap that you could open and just get rid of some of the food.
Pull stuff out.
You could eat pizza to your heart's content as long as you dumped your flap.
So this led to them fighting. There were problems.
It's also why you don't buy your wife titties. Never buy your wife titties.
Yes, right. I can attest to that. Yeah.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, don't do any upgrades. You want to keep them, don't upgrade
them. Don't get the mommy makeover.
Yeah, right. Don't do it.
If you want to keep her,
because you're buying
her.
Those titties for the next guy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
those aren't for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to upkeep them, though. That's on him.
His wife had trouble with Ridgway's weird relationship with his mom. Who would like buy him all of his clothes and just do all, she was just super controlling even in his adult life. And he started to like try to do bondage and choke her and have sex with her by the Green River.
Like, yeah.
Somebody watching their husband bought him fake titties. They're upset.
Yeah.
Well, that's on her. She's going to leave him.
Yeah. So. She knows what it's about. Yeah. You know what you're going to do, Molly.
Yeah.
When they would go on walks in the woods, apparently Ridgway would sneak off into the woods and like lose his wife. And then when she was wandering around wondering where everyone was, he would like run up and fucking scare her.
Yeah.
Because he was practicing.
Stick his dick in her ass.
Like he was just practicing how he was going to run up and sneak up on the fucking hookers. Mm. So he was just practicing. Like,
it's like
she
a
was
comedy
just
a skit almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, and he would have sex with her multiple times a day. He would have sex with her at least 3 times a day.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I think all of his,
they all said that.
Every day. Yeah.
But they had a child. They ended up finally getting a divorce. He married his third wife, Judith Mawson.
How's his kid doing? Cause like,
I don't know,
man,
but he said, from
we should
prison,
probably be nice though.
Yeah.
He might still be around.
Yeah.
He said from prison that his third wife, Judith Mawson, was one of the things that made him stop killing for some reason. Hmm. And she felt better about being married to this monster because once he said that, she was like, well, at least my presence made him kill fewer women.
Right. Oh, so she knew.
Not until after he got busted.
I was going to say.
Because when he was happy, at least he was sort of at bay. You know what I mean? It almost kept him content.
I say, Dave, we stick wasn't that, enough. The old Putney bottle on Brent when he dies. That one's a good one.
I'd say we go with the Angel's Envy.
That's just mean. That's going nice.
Well, he's dead. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
We could go with the Splinter.
Oh, you know, I think we have 3 bottles of Angel's Envy.
Wow, I think
I'll go in there at the same time.
That's right.
I expected a pickle jar.
Should we wrap them in paper or let them clank?
No, you let them clank.
Okay.
When they're burying them, when they're lowering them in. Clank. Yeah, leave fluid in them and shit.
So religiously,
well, yeah, it'll break if you don't.
Yeah,
Ridgway was apparently a crazy religious guy. He would go door to door and read the Bible to people. He was always like reading biblical passages to his wife. And
thou shalt not kill.
He had like some hardcore pastor and he forced his wife Marcia to like do everything the pastor said, even though she didn't agree with all of it.
Man, I think anyone that's extremely religious is questionable, man. Like the people that go like the overly fucking thing where they're crying because they love Jesus so much. There's just something going on
there. Thank you, God.
Yeah. I might be biased because my dad locked me in the garage and super glued all the locks and made me listen to micro cassettes of him preaching and fucking rolled in the grass and talked to Jesus and shit.
He loved Jesus hard too.
He loved Jesus real hard, but it was drug induced. And a lot of times that's what you see with that. His isn't drugs, but
no.
I think I have an impartial thing because of all the crazy shit that happened with
religion
in my life.
After he would hear sermons or read passages of the Bible, apparently he would weep for extended periods of time because he was so moved.
Weeping's annoying. Crying, get it over with. Weeping is just drawn out. Yeah. Fucking
just got clean,
pussy got like,
shit.
Yeah, he's got like a little fucking.
Well, what bandana. It was is probably he's listening to it, knowing that he's out there killing these people.
Oh,
it's going against the religion that he loves so much.
Yeah,
you know, like he's torn, which is set up because he's torn by his mother. He's torn, you know, wants to fuck her, wants to, you know, it's his mother. And then his dad, you know, he's torn with fucking corpses.
May or may not want to fuck corpses, but does it because it keeps him from killing people.
Yeah, it's fucking. He's torn. That's his life. He's just torn between good and evil.
I thought about that because in previous serial killer episodes, Brent has brought up like the issue of the fact that these people are torn.
Right.
Like they're they desperately feel the need to do something like on a mm-hmm. hardcore level, and they know that it's wrong, but they can't stop.
It would be like you not satiating thirst.
And that's
like,
and that's,
no, I'm not going to drink water. And you're like, I fucking have to drink water.
And
like,
in the
but
past,
it's against everything. Yeah.
In the past, cause he's brought that up like 3 or 4 different times. And in all of those instances, my response was no, fuck that guy.
Right.
And in this case, no, fuck this guy. Like, fuck well, this it's fucking the same guy. Thing. Fuck off. If he that's said, what your if that's what your desire said, is, fucking put a lid
it,
on.
It was the same thing as he didn't want to fuck the bodies. He's saying he doesn't like doing it, but then he's doing it and he needs to do it. Like, that's why I said it's a he's torn. Like I said, anybody who's sane or has a different outlook, you can't understand even what they're thinking. You know what I mean? Like, you could look at them, what the fuck was this guy thinking?
Right.
Like a normal person, the way we think,
right,
we can't understand or even comprehend yeah. or can.
That's
you
why
know,
I always try to like
things.
Relate it
you
to like your attraction
yeah.
to a normal yeah. female, and if you wanted to do that, you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's, how hard is it to just abstain
something
from that?
Normal? Yeah,
and so it's difficult. You yeah. know what I mean. And then now they're in a situation where it's forbidden, and they have to abstain, and there's yeah. like
and
consequences to their actions, yeah. but they want it just as much as you want your normal.
It's the same thing.
Natural,
as why would you steal when you know your hand's going to get cut off
right.
and you get caught
fuck
and your hand
but you're starving and you have to steal a
yeah.
loaf of bread. Yeah,
yeah. It's same thing.
I get you.
Because it's not the same thing.
It
because
is the same thing.
What you're saying, at the end of the day, you have the desire to have sex and you have sex and sex was had. This guy has the desire to have sex and ends up with a fucking strangled dead hooker buried
no,
in the fucking
No, see, that's
woods.
Not what
that's
I'm saying.
What we're saying
that it just happens to be that there's dire consequences to his.
Well, then you don't do
need
it.
His need.
His need.
Then you don't do it.
But
if
you were,
that's what I'm saying. You have to put yourself in the position. We can't use sex for an example for you to abstain. We'd have to use something else.
It's
like
food.
You're
it's
never.
Food.
No, I don't that's know. The, his passion, like you're never allowed to read a book again.
I then think I you, won't ever read a book. If every time I read a book, it means
a hooker dies.
I'm not reading books.
Bell, angel
yeah, but
gets
if you
wings.
But on
every
that end,
read a book, a
on that
dies.
End though, if every time you read a book, a hooker dies, right? But you have to read a book.
But I don't.
But you have to.
But
that's what we're saying.
I'm
you,
saying
you
there's
would,
a.
You would
we
have
need to,
to
find a
something
need
in your
you
brain.
What can you not live without? Is there anything in the world you can't live without? Something
literally that, things I can't live without.
Right. Yeah. Water or something.
Right.
So I'm saying it's a primal need just like that where he's going to lose his fucking mind. You know what I mean?
Bullshit.
Like a heroin addict.
He's a fucking monster and he wants to do it. Fuck that guy.
I'm not justifying it.
No,
I'm just trying
fuck
to
him.
Like.
You can't
sort of
like
empathize
said,
on some level
understand.
For how that mentality happens is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I get you. He's a bad guy. He
right.
killed lots of people's daughters. That's
and
fucking
say
terrible.
It was a book and I read 3 books and 3 fucking hookers died and I'm at home fucking crying about it because now I'm a murderer and I fucking killed people and I have to go read another book. I'm just going to go jump off a fucking bridge and kill myself so I don't kill more hookers because I have to read a book.
Yeah, you can't. But it's not that. It's not you're crying, you're upset, but you're not wanting to kill yourself. You just have to read another book. Like, it's like, oh, fuck.
But you don't. You know?
But life
yeah,
at that
book's
point,
not a good example.
At that point,
know.
Though, at that point, life isn't as fragile or isn't as important to him as it is to us.
I don't think it ever was.
No, yeah, I know. I'm saying it's
he
not.
He said that a psychologist interviewed him after the fact and he said, what do you think is different between you and a normal person? What's missing from you that a normal person has? And he said, oh, yeah. That caring thing.
Yeah.
That was his quote. He just doesn't fucking care. You care is the difference. You care a ton.
You care
you're
about
super compassionate.
A hooker.
You care about
yeah.
a fucking cow. You care about a
right.
bee.
Yeah.
You're a super compassionate person. So it's hard for me to find a relatable scenario to create in my fucking
well,
holiday.
And we're one
for,
step closer
for,
to a serial killer because we care less.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, we're not, maybe not full blown.
Right.
Like we have like care less. Really care less.
No, I could see myself becoming a mass murderer, but not a serial killer.
See,
and I think that's worse. I think
like I could just fucking snap
cooler.
Into a rage and murder all kinds of people, but I wouldn't be a serial
in
killer.
In one singular event, would you try to get away with it, or you'd be like, this is it?
No, it'd probably be like, I'd just yeah. fucking, it'd be like a
murder suicide.
Like, oh, fuck all these assholes.
All right, we're going to be in Kansas City August 9th and 10th. We're going to go hang out at Kansas City Paracon.
Don't make Dave
on,
snap.
Saturday
apparently.
Night. If Dave
he's going to have a machine
yeah,
gun.
If he looks upset,
yeah.
just be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him you like the show. Yeah. Maybe leave him alone.
So Ridgeway starts
killing.
Give him
killing. Some potato chips.
He starts killing along the Pacific Highway South. and he starts burying their bodies. And I read... a fucking article. I read a fucking article.
Oh man, when the Conehead comes out.
Did you read the article? Did you read the article about the guy who discovered the first bodies at the Green River?
Oh, horrifying. Here's my thing. I thought about this. Like the if you touch a dead body, like I used to work at PetSmart and I'd be like, there's
hamsters. You say that every time you talk about PetSmart. Everybody knows you used to work at
PetSmart. I don't like dead shit is what I'm trying to say. I was cleaning the hamster cage. Sometimes you gotta grab these fucking hamsters and they'd be like down in the wood chips, right? Yeah. Their little butts sticking out. Yeah, you go grab them and they fucking wiggle and they're cute and you move them aside. It's a fucking hamster. I'm wearing a glove. Mm-hmm. And I would grab one and it would be dead. And I would just fucking like, like fucking drop that shit.
Throw it.
And like hang, just like shake the invisible nothing off of my hand. And I couldn't get away from it. Like,
but
this
fucking
guy is in a raft and sees what he thinks is a mannequin.
So yeah, this guy
touches her.
August 15th, 1982, Robert Ainsworth is in a raft fishing. He drifts down the river and he sees under the water a pair of eyes staring up at him. And it looks completely fakey. And he's like, oh, someone dropped a mannequin in the water.
That's funny.
So he takes his fishing pole, hooks the mannequin.
I can make a canoe out of this.
And starts to pull the mannequin up out of the water. Totally misgauges what happens. Pulls himself out of the raft into the water on top of the dead hooker.
Yeah.
At which point he realizes, oh, this is a dead hooker. And look over there.
Why would he say
there's
hooker?
Another one. He didn't say hooker.
Yeah,
okay. He just falls on a dead woman.
How do you assume that they were hookers?
And right next to her is another fucking dead person.
Wow.
And he's in the weeds. In the water, surrounded by dead bodies, and he fucking freaks out.
I would have fucking walked on water Chris Angel. I'd have been fuck out of there.
Now,
he runs up on a, and this is kind of fucked up
family.
To me. A family, a father and his two kids are riding their bike, and he runs up, and he's like, "Oh my God, there's dead naked women in the river right here. Call the police." So these kids are like, "What, Daddy?"
Because that was like
there's no cell phones.
Yeah.
There's not. Yeah. You're on a bike. I have a fucking raft. Yeah. Like you have to go get the. Like
so,
I'm hoping he pulled the father aside and was like, "Hey,
listen." I doubt it.
But I think he was.
He was still icky and sticky.
So, So now this is my thing. So we talked about the knife stabbing somebody, you know, and it has the juju on it. You know what I mean? So now what about this guy when he comes up to shake your hand later on and you know he's the guy that found the bodies and landed on
it? Or what does that guy do with his fishing pole?
Yeah.
That's now the fishing pole that you...
But I'm saying like he comes up to Brent. Hi, Brent. Like, oh, you're the guy that landed on the bodies and he's like trying to shake your hand. Do you shake his hand?
What does that guy do? Like next summer when he's out fishing and he pulls out that rod and it's like the same hook...
like, it's got flesh on it. It's got a little piece of flesh.
So a cop gets there. Like the guy's so hysterical and frantic. The cop's like, you didn't find two fucking dead bodies in the river.
Probably a mannequin.
Exactly. And then walks over there and is like, oh shit, it's two dead bodies. Yeah. And he starts heading back to his patrol car to call it in. And as he's walking through the reeds, he finds a third dead body in the reeds with her own jeans tied around her neck, strangling her. So then the cop is like, holy shit. And then this is why
they get
he
a
becomes
picture of that?
The
is
Green River Killer because they start finding all these bodies on or in or around the Green River because that's where the guy starts disposing of all the bodies.
Oof.
So he starts to do his killing.
You see a nasty one where they put like ground sausage on her?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that about?
It's in here somewhere.
There's pictures.
Why don't I mess up your timeline?
So his MO is that he picks up women who are normally prostitutes or addicted to drugs, women on the fringe, women who aren't going to be reported missing right away, women who are easy to get to, women who he can convince to fucking go out into the
woods. Dangerous profession, man. Yeah. Everybody's trying to kill hookers. Yep. Like, what is up with that? That's why,
it's
because
they're easy targets. Yeah. Like they're,
He initially strangled them with his hands, and he admitted that that was his preference, but he realized that a lot of them would defend themselves and
fingernail marks.
Is that a
fingernail
body?
Marks and all that shit.
I didn't see it. I saw black and white.
And so he started to use ligatures to strangle his victims because then they couldn't leave like marks on him and all that kind of stuff. They started a Kings County Sheriff's Office Green River Task Force to investigate the murders in the early 1980s. And this is when they start to get help with Ted Bundy and all that stuff. So he ends up making it on the list and he ends up with his fucking serial killer Jedi mind control that they tend to have apparently. In 1980, he made it on the list because he had two encounters with police. In 1980, he was accused of choking a prostitute while having sex with her in his truck. And she ended up getting out of the truck. And even though she was a hooker, she was like, I was hooking and this guy tried to fucking strangle me.
I would imagine that's like fucking par for the course. Like, is that not a normal thing? You're like having sex with a hooker and choke him?
I don't know.
A little bit.
But he admits he tried to choke her, but he said it was in self-defense because she was trying to bite his penis while giving him oral sex.
Oh, you can choke if they bite.
Yeah.
Well, she had braces.
That's in the rule book.
He was confused.
So the matter was dropped in 82.
The Chilton's Guide to Hookers.
Yeah. It's important to read that. Yeah. Chilton knows. Yeah,
What's the other manual? It starts with an H.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
He was arrested in 82 and again in 2001 on charges related to prostitution. In 83, he became a suspect in the Green River killings because the boyfriend of a missing prostitute identified his truck as the truck that she got in before he went missing.
So I watched an interview with the family member.
That's called a pimp.
Yeah, so it said the boyfriend was keeping an eye on her while she was hooking. Yeah. She was working the street, and he watched her get into this truck, started to follow him because that's what he would do, and saw a struggle inside the vehicle, tried to pursue them. They got out of he lost them in traffic.
Yeah.
So he went to her dad's house and got her dad and her brother and said, hey, like this deal she was doing this, she got in this truck, and they fucking just drove through neighborhoods. Like, I mean, I guess that's what you would do if your daughter was fucking missing. But like, how many fucking streets?
You care that much? Your daughter's out on the street hooking and all of a sudden you're caring now?
But they went fucking house by house, dude. Understand. And the dude found the truck. They fucking found the truck and it was fucking Gary's house.
Yep.
They fucking get to his house and then they question him and they find nothing suspicious.
Right.
They're like, no, I don't know. He's asked 3 days ago. Yeah, I hired a hooker. I don't know what he tells him, but he has the Jedi thing and he just totally fucking gets away with it.
And a year later, he gets arrested for soliciting an undercover cop. And they're like, isn't this that guy that we already fucking looked at twice? Right. And they gave him a polygraph test and he completely passed it.
I think they were already kind of watching him at that point too, because things had started to connect. I picture they had the red yarn on the fucking wall pointing at things. They said they had like 8 of the women were somehow connected to him through various contacts or something.
Either people
started
saw him with
a person of interest, but he passed a polygraph at some point. They fucking questioned him and he was fucking fine. They even finally execute a search warrant at one point. And take thousands of items from his home and from his vehicle and go through all of it and find zero connection or probable cause. And once again, the case goes cold and they think he's not the guy.
Yeah.
They fucking had him a couple fucking times.
Yeah. But in that case, they did take hair and saliva samples before they let him go. So they had that on file.
There's a funny fucking part in this documentary I was watching. They were like, they had already used up all the semen because they had collected semen from a lot of the things and they had it refrigerated, but it was like the semen was all used up. All they had was some dry fucking swabs at one point when they finally make a DNA profile of his fucking semen. But I was like, used up? What the fuck are they doing?
How
many
tests did they run?
That's what I'm saying. What tests were they running when they didn't have DNA? Were they the sniff test?
Right. Like,
this guy had asparagus. Well, there you go, Brad.
Or something, it's the Haynes manual.
Do you get the asparagus
thing? We've talked about Haynes. I don't need asparagus.
Haynes, yeah. If you do, though, does your piss stink?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You get it?
Super yellow, too.
Yeah, who doesn't? Does somebody not get it?
Yeah, that's a genetic thing. Not everyone. That doesn't happen to everyone.
Damn. What?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, so they're different.
Yeah.
They're different.
They're an alien.
They're like the world's weakest X-Men.
Yeah, they have a tail.
Yeah.
That's their... No.
That's how you identify.
The tail looks like asparagus.
Yeah.
You invite everyone over. It's like having vampires at your house and serving garlic. You feed everyone asparagus. And then you have to smell their dick, though. That's the thing.
That is the
thing. You really want to find out.
Why does it have to be men? That's all I want to know. He went straight to the men.
That is true.
Name a couple female serial killers that killed like 50 people.
Tara Bundy.
What do you mean?
Tara Bundy?
Yeah.
You made that up.
I'm just saying.
We're trying to catch this male serial killer that's killing his female hookers.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You gotta smell a few dicks.
I'm just saying the asparagus test in general, and you were,
it was for
you
this.
You went straight to the dicks.
You went general.
Yeah, you did go straight to the dicks.
Yeah. I went general. You went straight to dicks.
Yeah, that's true.
You are general dick. Generally speaking.
Generally, you're right.
And the other thing is, you said that you have to smell their dick, but really you have to smell their piss. The toilet bowl, not their dick.
You don't
dick.
Have to actually smell
I don't
their
know
dick.
That don't, smelling their dick yeah. will think, reveal any asparagus
I think your asparagus
action.
Test is flawed, Brent. Like gaily fraud.
It is a funny show, and sometimes I try to be funny, so maybe I said smell their dick for the comedic value. It seems to be working, but against me. So at least we got a laugh.
Somebody's defensive.
I better smell your dick.
Yeah. He's at restaurants in the bathroom. Sir.
I don't
know. Have you been eating asparagus?
This is what ended his culinary career.
Yeah. I need to smell your dick.
They had no grounds to fire me.
Yeah.
No. Well, it wasn't coffee grounds. It was more like asparagus.
Yeah. So yeah, one of the bodies that they discovered on May 8th of 1983, and it was for a woman named Carol Ann Christensen, who was 21.
My birthday.
She was found by a family who was hunting for mushrooms in a wooded area.
Yeah, they were. Just out foraging for mushrooms.
Yep. Looking for truffles, are you?
They found the dead body nude. Her
This is the sausage one.
Her head was covered with a brown paper bag.
Yeah.
When it was removed, they found that there was a fish carefully placed on her neck.
There were two trout laying across her neck and shoulders.
Okay.
Yeah. And ground sausage on her hands.
The cops looked. There was also a fish on her left breast.
Let's be clear. The family didn't remove the bag. That sounded transition sound.
The family discovered her and then called the cops.
Yeah.
There was a fish on her left breast and a bottle between her legs. Her hands were placed over her stomach, and it wasn't sausage. It was freshly ground beef.
Ah, the documentary said sausage.
It was placed on her left hand, and she had been strangled with a cord.
Can you set the backdrop? Is it kind of, are there trees?
Oh, yeah. If they're looking for mushrooms, it's going to be a dense, darkly wooded forest because that's where the mushrooms would be growing.
It's moist out there.
Yeah, it's very moist.
A forest can be moist.
Like a bundt cake.
Yeah. Soil can be moist.
Trying to get the scene.
Yeah.
That's all.
Cake, soil, panties.
She showed signs of having been in the water. She showed signs that after she was dead, she was placed in water
and then brought
before
back out,
she was placed here, which they're not
sure. He had a cleaner before he fucked her.
Yeah.
It was like a My Buddy and Me, basically.
Yeah.
My Buddy and Me. He was just like on the
Wherever
big wheel.
I go, he goes, my buddy.
It's in the playhouse, in the river. I fuck him everywhere.
Speaking
in the playhouse,
of my buddy
in the river.
And me.
Speaking of my buddy, he took his son. Ridgway took his son in 1984 camping in Oregon, he had when they went camping, there were the remains of three dead hookers in the trunk of the car.
Oh,
while they
so
were
he
camping.
Took his son camping, so he.
That's
could,
what I'm wondering about his son. How's his son doing? What's up?
He paid for everything in cash.
Reach out to us.
I'll look it up.
He dumped him in a cluster in the Oregon area while the kid was swimming or sleeping or whatever. Basically, he used the camping trip as an excuse to bury the hookers and to probably fuck their bodies while the kid was asleep or whatever.
I typed Gary R.I. and it was Ridgway's son. It fucking filled that in because you said that shit.
Creepy.
I fucking hate that shit. It creeps me out. I'm looking for him.
So on November 30th, 2001, Ridgway was at the Kenworth truck factory where he worked. He was a painter. And the police finally arrived to arrest him. And 2001. I didn't see what made the connection. Did you see where they made the connection? How they finally knew it was him?
DNA
profile.
At some point,
In the 90s, it finally became there was DNA.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Lots of people had failed in one lab. This woman, you can actually see her in the documentary. She was able to pull a profile from one of those crusty-ass Q-tips that had old cum on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the profile. And they
Did
had
it
already,
smell like cotton candy?
They had gotten him for some other stuff. And then what happened was they started to look at some of the previous evidence on any of them that had clothing, and they found paint specks that were from a very specific type of commercial paint made by DuPont that was used for commercial type products like vehicles and whatnot. And it turns out that's what he does.
That's what they
So then when they used that, and then they were like, okay, these four people, the semen matches. These eight people, the paint would match. And he works at a fucking paint factory. So the guy, I can't think of his name right now, but the main guy that had been working, he was the first one on the case and the last one on the case. Because at the height of this thing, they had spent millions of dollars trying to fucking crack this case. And then finally, the powers that be were
a lot of dead bodies.
They were like, hey, we can't spend more money on this case. And they literally cut funding to it, and everybody had to quit fucking. They just, case went cold. Yeah.
And
they
is that what,
stop looking.
He stopped killing at some point, though, I'm guessing, as he got older, most serial killers.
He slowed down at one point, I think.
I think it's because he married that third wife.
Yeah, that's the only time he slowed down. But so then the one guy,
she gave him some good dead loving.
That's what I'm talking
about. But it went down to one.
She's laying there.
Yeah.
It went to one guy, and then
she had
got promoted.
She put night crawlers on her pussy from the bait store.
I'm back to looking for the sun. I got it over here. Now 28, told investigators, after his father's arrest for murders, I don't think I even remember him not being there, he said. He remembers his father was a relaxed man who never yelled and took him camping, taught him to play baseball, and showed up for school concerts and soccer practices.
My buddy.
Yeah,
sounds like he might be okay.
He's a good dad.
Yeah.
He's a good dad.
That's all that matters. I mean, that really matters. You know what I mean? Like, even though he was doing all this shady shit and doing, you know, the old serial killer business,
he still was
there for his son and didn't do what his dad did to him.
In 1982, Ridgway picked up a woman with his son in the car and then killed her in the nearby woods and then told the boy that the woman had decided to walk home.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
And you're going to tell me this guy has a fucking IQ of 82.
Yeah.
Because he outsmarted a bunch of motherfuckers for decades.
So, yeah. But the singular,
Ted's so brilliant.
Wait,
Bundy
when was that?
In 82?
I was born in 82. Just saying.
The singular detective that was left on the case finally showed up to the paint factory and said to Gary, "Hi, you're under arrest for the murder of these four women."
Oh,
and
he was like, satisfying.
And he said, okay. He just said, oh,
he
okay.
knew like, at yeah. some point.
And went with him, yeah.
Right.
And then they sit him down and start to go through everything. And a lot of people are mad because they think that he got a plea bargain and it wasn't for any compassionate reason for fucking him. It was because the court and the people in the investigation that were involved thought that it would be better closure if they could get the information out of him for the families for closure. Because there's like fucking 60, 70 women missing.
Just people missing.
And so it's like, yeah, he's not going to die. They don't give him the death penalty. Yeah. But they give him like 48 or 49 like consecutive life sentences.
Yeah,
originally 48.
Yeah, and then he fucking goes with them and fucking shows them where a ton of the bodies are and tells the story of, yeah, I picked her up, I did this, I did that. So, like I said, a lot of people were like, you know, kill that fucking guy.
He's like, that one I forgot.
But I think it was a compromise for the betterment of the closure for the families,
probably. Yeah, it's for the families. Fuck everybody else.
He's not having any fun, though, Dave. Like, he's not fucking, he's in prison. Like,
and he's probably in solitary.
I don't know. I feel like that's a fucking sleazy plea deal. Like, if my fucking sister was murdered in the same time as the Greenway fucking killings or the Green River killings, and she was a fucking prostitute, not far off.
Is it your cousin from Detroit?
Spicy sister, Brown?
No. Or Flint?
Yeah, not my cousin, no. But if my sister got killed and all this shit was coming out and you know it's the fucking, like, you already know. Like, she's been missing for years.
Not necessarily.
She fits all the fucking profile of all the other fucking things.
Isn't your sister a professor?
Yeah.
Not far off. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I suddenly realized,
That's what she is. A professitute.
If I suddenly thought, I wonder if she was killed by this fucking guy, if my choices were give him a plea deal so he gets a fucking lighter fucking sentence, or yes, definitely tell me you killed my sister, I'd rather have him throw the fucking book at him and just assume he killed my sister.
Maybe. A lot of people need that closure. Yeah, like, if your kid disappears...
You're tougher than most.
Yeah, if your kid disappears, you want to know, as bad as it would hurt you, to know what the details...
Because even the...
You need that.
The 49th convicted death was a woman named Rebecca Marrero, and he killed her in 1982, and then in 2003, they found some evidence that would link her to him. And... They didn't charge him with her death in the original lawsuit because they couldn't prove that he killed her.
They didn't want any doubt.
Right.
In there.
Exactly. Yeah. But then they found her remains in 2011 and they ended up finding enough evidence that they would be able to prove that he did it. And they still didn't go after him for it. And they still let him do a plea deal about it. And her family was pissed. Like at one point, the sister of the dead woman told the judge, quote, "If I had one thing to ask today, it would be to kill him."
Yeah.
Like, this family was like, I'd rather he was dead and still have a question.
I also saw a guy that looked like Santa Claus that was somebody's daughter had been killed. And he said that God says I should not just forgive some people, but everyone. And he looked at him and said, I forgive you.
Yeah.
And fucking walked off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's hard, man. I don't think there's a deal that's going to make everyone happy.
No, there
is. You know, because if you had killed him, I mean, you could fucking fake the plea deal, force him to help you with everything, and then kill him at the end. I guess that's a win for everyone.
Right.
That sounds like some commie shit, Brent.
Yeah.
What's up?
But then no one would do plea deals because they wouldn't trust you.
Yeah.
And when she said that to the judge, she said it would be to kill him. Ridgway stood up and turned to the family and started to apologize. Like, he looked apologetic and started to talk. And someone from the crowd jumped up and pointed at him and shouted, "Shut your mouth!" And the bailiffs, like, forced Ridgway to sit down, and they didn't let him apologize.
Dude, I did that at the Maya fucking theater. We went and watched Spider-Man, and fucking, I don't know who the fuck it was, dude. Someone was talking. We were in the back row, and, like, now the way the seats are, you can't see in front of you. It's like, you just see the movie.
Yeah.
And so, like, someone's down there fucking just having a conversation, dude, in the middle of the fucking movie, and, like, I could tell the couple next to me are kind of, like, popping their heads up, like, looking down, and everyone's kind of getting, like, I lift up a little bit. I could see people are unsettled, and I'm like, this motherfucker, and then finally gets quiet, and I'll be honest, I was already mad because we went to Chipotle, and the fucking this fucking punk kid, I still need to go back and complain, he was just being a fucking asshole. Like, he couldn't roll the fucking burrito, and so I literally sat down.
They don't work at Chipotle.
I was like, that's your one fucking job. He couldn't roll the burrito, and then he's like gonna get a second tortilla, and my wife was like, no, I don't want the second tortilla, you could just put it in a bowl, it's okay. And, like, she was being cool about it, and he fucking, like, already had a tortilla in his hand, and, like, he was a bit flamboyant, he fucking threw it in there with, like, an attitude, and then crumbled up the foil and threw it away. Picked up the burrito and, like, drop plopped it into the fucking thing. And I was like, this motherfucker, like, he's got an attitude about it. And I was like, it's your fucking job to roll the burrito. It's not our fucking fault. You can't roll it's that burrito.
Right.
Flip, literally roll, just like, kept my chill because I was like, I'll lose my fucking shit. Yeah. I want to sit down and fucking eat. And so I fucking just didn't do it. I fucking chilled, sat down at the table, grabbed the burrito and properly fucking rolled it myself and handed it back to her. I was like, there, your burrito's fucking rolled. Everybody calm the fuck down. I won't kill anyone. No one has to talk to a manager right now. And so we did that. So I was already on edge when we got into the fucking movies. I fucking am sitting there and I was like, there's kids in here. Don't lose your fucking shit. Cause, like, when I lose my shit, I'll lose my shit though.
Right.
I go, I'm going to fucking say
shit. You go from banner to the green guy.
I go from backing up into traffic with everybody in the car yelling at fucking UPS drivers.
Yeah. So I was like, it's building up. I feel it. And then that it's person starts talking. And I was all, shut up. Like, in the fucking theater, dude. And, like, the dude next to me was all, like, oh shit. And it was just silence, dude. Yeah. Fucking silent. And that motherfucker didn't say shit. But I was like, I wanted to yell, shut the fuck up. Like, that's what I was going for. And I held it back because there's a bunch of little kids watching Spider-Man in front of me.
Knocked the fuck
and
it's
fucking silent. And then, like, when the movie was over, everyone stood up to, like, look back, like, who yelled shut up?
And Britt was over there, puffy chest. Like,
I was like, it was me.
Like, yoked up.
This
like,
guy.
He was over there. He was over there. He had one of the fucking grippers. He was doing push-ups on the seat and shit just to get all pumped up. He put the Ultimate Warrior bands on to fucking give his muscles the pump.
I rolled my sleeves and shit to push-ups. Fucking,
he was like fucking all yoked, just angry-faced.
I was fucking mad, dude. That's
funny. Give me your baby oil.
I'd have been like, if you want to talk, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oof, I was fucking pissed.
Oh, well.
So how was Spider-Man?
Garbage.
I enjoyed it. I don't want to say too much. You seen it?
Can't believe you paid to go see that. I want to see it.
There's always some weird continuity things where I'm like, really? How could you do all that if you had to do this to do that? Like, there's some stuff like that.
They said it was worse than Aquaman.
No, fuck no. Way better than Aquaman. I know you're trying to get me, but, like, no.
I don't like Spider-Mans.
It was okay. It was a Spider-Man.
Did you see this guy?
I haven't seen this one. I just never liked the old ones. So I like them. Like, it ruined it for me. I don't know.
I'm weird about those costumes, like Jake Gyllenhaal's Mysterio fucking fishbowl head thing. That bothers me a little bit.
Well, that's Mysterio.
I know. It's Mysterio, so whatever. Like, you got to do it. But it definitely was better than Aquaman, for fucking sure. There were just some things where I was like, if it requires this to do this, how could you just fucking do all that? Like, there's a few little things where you'd be like, wouldn't you have to? I know. I have to really calm myself down, step down from the ledge of fucking critiquing and analytical. I don't know if
I've said it before. But there's a thing at my house, and my wife does it too. Like, when something crazy happens in a movie, like a car does a barrel roll and they shoot out of the sunroof.
You made me be okay with that. No, the Hobbs.
No, I know.
I'm gonna go watch the fucking Hobbs and
Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah. But, like, when they do that and they shoot through the sunroof and then they fucking land the car, you know, and it's like this impossible, like, never would happen ever thing. My wife will be like, "Yeah, Brent wouldn't watch this movie. He'd hate this movie. It's just fun. It's just it's a joke." You know?
I remembered what I was trying to tell you guys before the show. I was listening to the Conan O'Brien podcast and Andy Richter was on there. And they were reliving old times. And he said the one fucking thing that stands out, Conan was saying, the one thing that would stand out that Andy used to do that was so funny to him is anytime the lights would go down in the studio, even if they dim for a second, they flicker, they go out to come back on for whatever production, to come back from commercial, whatever the thing was. If the lights went out, when they came back on, Andy would always go, "Oh, my pearls." He would yell "my pearls" every time, like some old lady got her, like, what is that? You get it. Like, the lights went out. Someone stole your pearls.
Right.
What was it? One episode of Scooby-Doo that happened? or yeah, some
probably,
shit.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
fucking made that be the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So ruined his life.
Yeah. I laughed pretty hard and tried it to keep talking about
nothing that deals with anything. Did you guys hear about the new 007?
No.
I did not.
I have a feeling this isn't going to go over well.
Who is it? It's Edward from fucking the vampire movies. What's his name?
It's a British black woman.
No, it's at Ghostbusters. Shit. Oh.
So Daniel Craig is still James Bond.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this woman is going to be 007. So my guess is in the movie, he must be forced to retire or something. Yeah. They have to get a new 007.
I don't know. I won't be watching.
Who was the last one? The blonde guy? What's his name?
Daniel Craig.
You know who I want it to
He's still James Bond in the movie, yeah. but he's not 007. He's not 007 yeah. So that made me go, okay, I can like that. Yeah. That works. Like he stepped down, he retired. Someone has to be the new 007.
Who's the black dude in the office that becomes the manager?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No.
The assistant to the assistant.
You know what I'm talking about? That guy's a badass. That guy.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted him to be the new James
Bond. Should be Terry Crews.
That would have been badass.
Why isn't Terry Crews the new James
Bond? God, I've been watching America's Got Talent. Fuck. Did he really parachute in?
I don't know.
I don't know if that was camera trickery. God, he's funny, man. That motherfucker came out with no shirt playing a flute. He fucking plays the flute. Some guy came out that was like a teacher, and his talent was the flute, and it was really bad, and they're about to buzz him, but then he fucking like music starts, and he starts taking his clothes off and fucking dancing, and he gets buzzed out, but then Terry fucking goes and grabs the flute, goes up and fucking can play the flute. Like, he's a flautist. And then he fucking comes out all buff next to the dude. That dude is fucking yoked, man. Yeah,
Terry Crews
fucking
is awesome.
Phenom.
Yeah.
I like those Old Spice commercials. Fucking where he's got the things hooked up, the electrodes hooked up to the drums and shit, you know? Fuck.
God, he's fucking funny. That's a good host,
he's a comedic
man.
Genius. Yeah.
That's good.
He's funny.
Idris Elba.
Is that someone from Harry Potter?
It's the guy you
That's his real name.
About. Yeah.
That is a Harry Potter name for sure.
Idris Elba.
No, it's not.
So at the end of the day, cocksucker Ridgeway got arrested.
I didn't watch Harry Potter.
He's in a Supermax and he's allowed to leave his cell 4 hours a day surrounded by armed. Four hours a week surrounded by guards.
And apparently his son's okay.
And apparently his son's okay. So there you go.
Crazy.
All you serial killer lovers, there's another one. Fucking sick ass.
Yeah, why don't you marry him? Serial killer lover.
Somebody will marry him. He's probably married right now. Somebody's married to him through a letter.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
One of our fans, probably.
Probably.
Good chance of
probably.
It. Good chance of it.
There's a very good chance of it. Like high.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in the 90s percent chance.
There's a 100% chance one of them masturbated to the thought of him.
That's true. Well, it might have been me. 100%. It might have been me watching the documentary. But we can't say for sure.
The question isn't...
In
addition to me.
The question isn't if someone involved in listening to or hosting the podcast masturbated about stuff that he did. The question is how many.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the question.
I think I started a trend. You know what I mean? It's a thing.
I don't know if this has made me be more aggressive. Like, I would think more aggressive possibly, but I was always fairly aggressive. But I'm not... You cross the line with the dead bodies and grass and shit. I don't want anything to do with anyone dead.
Why?
I'll choke somebody though. Someone's getting choked.
Somebody's getting choked out.
Yeah, that would be the threat.
I'm gonna choke
the threat
out.
Of harm
to
is
put
there.
Her to, just put her to sleep. Like get her to go to like that's choke for, to the sleep and then let go.
That's further than I want
to
go.
Yeah, that's like so close to the line though. Like that's so close to the line. That,
have some
that right there
for that. Yeah.
Well, no, you just put him to sleep. They'll wake up like, what happened? Like, fell asleep. I don't know why
you said you have to have consent. Brad's like, no.
I'll just take a nice plate of tater tots.
I'll
have a good book.
See, and that's the great thing is like you could put her to sleep and then eat the tater tots while you're having sex.
Make tater tits,
and
Dave.
Nobody's judging you at that point.
That's when you put them on her chest, man. Put nacho cheese and tater tots right on her titties. It's called tater titties. You can do it.
Yeah. Why nacho cheese?
You never had tater tots with nacho cheese?
No. We got to get all vegan about this shit because nacho cheese, that's why.
I guess. Yeah. And you put a little bit of seasoning salt on the. Oh, that sounds good.
Fuck yeah.
I'm hungry, I think.
Come on, fuck yeah. Titties? All right. tater tots.
I'm talking about titties, tater tots, and nachos.
Nacho cheese.
Tater tots.
Nacho cheese.
You don't like nacho cheese? Nacho cheese and
I
tater
like
tots.
Nacho cheese is okay. I'm not a huge fan of nacho cheese.
Okay, so if you were to pile tater tots in someone's
like
titties,
cheese.
What
kind of condiment?
Yeah, what's
use?
The condiment?
Ketchup?
Ketchup.
You use a condiment to get the dick taste out of your mouth. That's why they call it a condiment.
I use ketchup. I would not put
ketchup?
Nacho, I would not put nacho cheese
How
in a
white
tater
trash
tot.
Of you, Dave.
Yeah,
ketchup's fucking nasty.
That's pretty
ketchup's
3-year-old.
Delicious.
It's pretty 3-year-old.
If you're 8 years old and you want it on your burrito or your white trash, that's the only people that like ketchup.
Yeah, I don't even like ketchup on a burger.
Children? and white trash.
Children, I agree. We're in agreement. Wow. We haven't agreed all episode.
No, ketchup's delicious. No. Ketchup is the best of all condiments.
Do you put it on your eggs that you don't eat? On your fake eggs?
Don't put ketchup on eggs.
Do you do that? Or did you used to?
Yeah, I used to put ketchup on eggs.
Oh, God, I hate you.
You put a macaroni and cheese?
No, God, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I crossed the line with that one, huh?
Well, that
I thought it was delicious.
Hold on a second. You just hit his black side, and he will fuck you up right now. Keep talking like that.
No, you don't so fuck with macaroni and cheese.
No. Okay. We can agree on that.
Only you can put, the only thing you put on macaroni and cheese is hot sauce.
So what about like a frozen burrito or some shit? Because my kids are doing
white
that.
People put like breadcrumbs they're putting on like macaroni and cheese.
Ketchup, and I was like having
that's horrible.
I know. I was throwing a fit about it.
You should have slapped the shit out of him.
I tried.
And choked him to a line of death.
I've done that. I would mix the ketchup with hot sauce to make like a taco sauce.
I'm okay with.
You know, it's okay though. Mustard on like a fucking deep fried burrito. You ever have that? Yeah, that shit's fucking good.
I'm not into that. Have you mustard had it, on a corn dog.
Fucking white chest just, and I'm, children I'm eat mustard. Super, no.
That's not true.
Oh, man.
Mine was true. You're just saying it for a laugh. Mine was a fact. No. That's the difference.
Getting serious about it.
I'm just sad. I remember in the late 90s, Heinz ketchup made different colors of ketchup.
What?
Like green and blue and purple ketchup.
Yep, really?
I used to fucking love that shit.
It tasted the same.
Tasted
right?
exactly the same.
Tasted the same.
Except it was ketchup. Blue.
It's because
like
ketchup's colored.
Blue. You know what? That probably does add to the experience of it because that's a strange thing. You try to associate like blueberry or something with ketchup or with blue.
Yeah, it exactly like ketchup.
But still tastes like ketchup and mess with you.
I used to love that shit.
Like if all of a sudden oranges were just neon blue or they're drinking orange juice and it's fucking, you know what I mean? That would mess with your head a little bit. You would feel like it tasted different.
Yeah.
Well, because orange juice is orange. Blueberry is blue.
Right.
Right.
But,
what kind but then I start thinking about.
What was that? I forgot.
Grain juice, brown juice, purple juice.
Ketchup. Tomato juice. Tomato juice is clear.
What do you mean?
Tomato juice is clear.
No.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that?
I give you juice of tomato, it's clear. Tomato juice?
No, it's not. Yeah, it's red.
No, it's not.
It's red.
No, it's not. The tomato's red. The juice
is
red. Not clear.
It's clear.
No.
It's clear.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of V8?
It's clear. Yeah, that's the tomato that's mixed up. It's blended tomato.
You think that you can squeeze a tomato into a cup and there's going to be clear juice in that cup.
I mean, it's semi-colored. I'm not saying it's perfectly.
It's like Dave, it's semi-colored.
Okay, do some spots.
All right. Went on a laugh. Let's see. You got a social media winner for episode 404, The Great Quake of 1906. Jennifer Lynn Walker is going to win a sticker pack from Print Dirt Cheap for sharing on Facebook. We appreciate that because, as we said before, oh, you know, we got 3 street crew volunteers so far. Nice. I've had the screenshot. One of them was funny. I can't even say because I don't want to reveal their identities.
Right.
I don't know. What
does he have a wife?
Right.
Lives in Arizona?
No, I don't know.
Oh, well, he was messaging me. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, now he can't be it.
Why?
Because you revealed his identity. Everyone has to be anonymous. People know who that is.
Who? He has a wife and lives in Arizona.
That's literally millions of people.
Yeah.
That listen to our show.
Yeah. You just know who it is.
All right. I'll leave it alone. That could have been one of them. That might have been That might have been the one that was funny. But anyways, we need to figure out what their fucking job title is. What are they going to do? Like, what do we want them to do?
Well, besides the hand jobs.
True.
I don't know. Anyway.
But print is dead. I don't know. Should we put flyers all over town? What's our return on that? Having some crazy person go put flyers all over their town.
I don't know.
Are we just paying someone to litter?
It has to be something else.
Yeah. Stickers are cool. I think they need to have like the Statue of Liberty costume or something with like a controversial sign that says 9/11 was an inside job. And then on the other side it says, listen to something podcast.
I think
that's
going to take too much time.
I like that.
Fuck no, it doesn't take too much time.
For somebody to go stand around and wearing a fucking costume.
If they want to be in the street crew, we could do it like a Little Caesars person and they could sign flip some inside job shit and get the news to look. And then when the news finally shows up, they just say, Sofa King podcast, fucking the pussy.
I say we give these bum signs. So when they like show their sign, please help me, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they turn it around, says 9/11 was an inside job.
We should make podcast. Nice, durable bum signs.
Yeah.
That are sponsored by this bum sign.
Exactly.
By
and it says, you know.
This bum sign was sponsored
and
by.
And you can make a handful
podcast,
of them, like, you know, down on my luck, we'll work for food, or, you know, God bless, or whatever. And then, like, on the rim is like the, like, they're already pre-printed, they're laminated. You don't have to worry about them getting wet.
So
and
we can
ruined.
Start. We can
make them like a. Printer can make these.
Right.
We can send them out to the street crew. Street crew can hand them out
to
the bums.
Bums
and they can write on it with like an erasable marker or something. I don't know.
Because what would you do if you pulled up and some cat was sitting there with a fucking sign asking for food on this professional looking bum sign that actually said, this bum sign is brought to you by Silver King.
Or like it's like the street sponsors, how they sponsor like this family sponsors.
How about
street?
It says, I don't want your money, I want your attention. And then when they make eye contact, they just flip the sign over and it says Silver King Podcast right on the back.
Yeah, but they want their money.
But they want their money.
But then, no, just no, no. kidding.
We send it to
money.
Our people. Them finding a bum that needs a sign and accepts a sign, that's a lot of variables. We hand it straight to the street crew. They take
You're
place
talking
of,
about
of said
people
bum.
Sitting on the street for hours. Like, why would they do
hey,
that?
Hey, this is the job description. I'm just saying, they can withdraw their fucking candidacy if they don't
it's
want
gonna
to do
It's
going
to be it. A lot easier to get them to hand signs out to
We'll have to
bums.
Talk about it.
We'll figure it out. Do I'm sponsors.
Fake yard sale signs.
Do sponsors.
El Yucateco Hot Sauce, that's our primary sponsor. You can find it at most major grocery stores. If you participate in social media, once a week we put a post out there for a what we call the hot sack, and it is hot sauce and swag included in that. This week we did another one because Dave found something notable on Reddit. So across any social media, if you can help us, tag a friend that you think would like the show. If you see El Yucateco Hot Sauce in the wild, tag El Yucateco, things like that. Mm-hmm. If you need to order hot sauce, you can get it from Amazon, you can get it on eBay. If you can't find your store, Brad City has a friend in Tennessee, can't find it. Mm-hmm. Tennessee. Yeah, you can get it on the internet, so you can get it. So yeah. Even though you're Brad's friend, doesn't mean you have to follow all his rules. Ordered on the internet, sir, or miss, whoever this
Congratulations,
is.
You want a hot sack.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
We're going to send it to him. That's going to cost way more. Tell the fool to get on
Amazon.
I'll
tell him to do something. Like
there
post
you go.
A naked picture.
Like hold a sign.
Yeah.
That says we don't want your money, we want your attention. So we can podcast.
I think he's probably too busy.
If you need a bum sign or Figure stickers, you can get that from sign. printdirtcheap.com. That is our other sponsor. And I really am going to get them. Poster? Anything with a poster yet? We got. Yeah. I so I don't know. That's there. Sorry, Hilgenfeld. We're messing with it. We had fucking Kansas City and all kinds of shit going on.
I have no
idea
what's happening.
More info on the poster in the future. It's going to be elusive. We'll just keep pushing it forward. We'll be on episode 500 when the 400 episode poster comes out. That's the plan. That's what we're going to do. It will be released. Yeah.
Yeah.
On episode 500, we'll let you know. Also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. He makes our t-shirts. He makes his t-shirts. He makes lots of people's t-shirts and he can make yours. If you need t-shirts.
You know, he makes people happy.
He does with his hands on screens.
Mm-hmm.
On screen. Because he's a porno actor. He does it on screen and he makes people happy. If you need something for a team building exercise, or just if you have a funny idea for a motivational t-shirt and you want 12 of them because there's minimums around here, then hit Jimmy D up. You can go to jimmydstees.com. You can hit him up on social media. Go follow him. Tell him that you found him because we told you. And remember, he loves it vascular. So when sending
you have a team building sexercise.
Keep that in consideration.
If you're doing calisthenics.
Short demonstration.
Your Taekwondo club. Needs shirts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If Sensei Dan needs some shirts, do it. That's how you do it. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. That's all I got.
I was thinking too more on the street crew for hitting South Africa. The school member of the month, Nicole Schmidt-Bosch, send her business cards and she could put them in her slot. So when the people come, literally come. Yeah. They'll feel it in there.
Right.
And then they'll pull it out and be like, what's this? And she'd be like, I don't know. And I'm like, it's Silver King Podcast. Oh, yeah, it's a podcast. You should check it out.
It's 20% off store merchandise. Yeah.
Nicole, I'm sorry for this thing we created.
She's not. I mean, how could you offend somebody in a profession such as prostituting or professor-tooting? You can't.
That's true.
You can't. They don't have feelings.
No matter how cute the picture of the guy's son is, don't get in the car, Nicole.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
But if he's got stamps,
well, don't get in the car. I mean, we know. And then also,
stamps are for Starbucks. Go to Starbucks and look at his stamps.
If he's hurt, like if he has a cast on or crutches and he needs help with his luggage, don't help.
Right.
Like we know these things.
What if he has an injured bird?
He has an injured bird. That's correct. Don't help.
Don't help.
That's called the canary in the coal mine. That's a sex move where you have an injured bird and then you plea for sympathy from a prostitute and then you strangle her in the woods and bury her only to return to brush maggots away and fuck her later.
In the woods?
What's
the backdrop look like? Are there like, is it bushy or is it like trees?
It depends on the geographic location.
Heavily wooded?
What part of the world are you pulling the sex move?
South Africa.
It's more flat land. It's kind of sparse.
Let's say hypothetically one was to fly to South Africa.
Right.
Find a hooker,
right.
A famous prostitute,
mm-hmm.
murder her, and throw her into the bush. what does it look like?
I have no
idea. I'm saying. I'm just trying to get a picture here.
I don't know. I went last week, but I didn't kill her.
And
you got some Reddit shit, right?
Reddit.
I said my stuff.
Yeah. If you're on Reddit, go to r/SofaKingPodcast and join in the conversation there. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we are at SofaKingPodcast. Personal Instagrams, I'm at RaisedWithWolves. We have SofaKing Brent and SofaKing Dave. Also check out the CaptainS_SK quotes. SofaKing Podcast, Art Unofficial, El Yucateco _ Hot Sauce, and Jimmy D's Tees. I did that pretty straight through that time.
No mess ups. Yourself?
No mess ups. Go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast to support the show. You can also go to our website, SofaKingPodcast.com/
Fucked up.
Shop.
You've done this 406 times. I expect more.
I didn't say that. I don't say that every time. That's different. That one, I added that
That's
in.
That's true. He
that
really only started doing that on maybe 300.
Captain fucking sidekick over here and jumping on Brad's fucking team against Brennigan.
Because he's just trying to attack everybody all episode.
Trying to get perfection. Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
You tired of it?
He's really attacking.
I'm just saying he hasn't done this for 400 episodes. It's a fairly recent
addition. I just added it in. It's an inclusion of new.
I like your use of inclusion, so I will accept it.
The end songs, you can go to Spotify and search for the
Plus, that
podcast.
Was really the first time I've paid attention in four minutes.
That's right. Good.
Well, you missed out on some
We were
shit.
Ranting.
You missed out raving. On a bunch of shit I don't remember either.
Fuck.
I remember it.
If only we recorded this.
I'll let people know. I remember. You remember?
It's because you ate the member berries.
Yeah. I remember. Go to SofaKing Podcast or search SofaKing Podcast 2019 for the current songs on the end of the episode. Don't be a retard.
Psycho Radio 51.50. New shit from Tech 9 featuring Chris Calico and Earth the Phenom. Huntress, let's go.
You're 100. We saw Huntress. 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 You're 100. We saw Huntress.
Bunga bunga, inga binga binga bunga. Yeah. It's fun to hunt the cut to ding the thing to feed my hunger. I jump on the bitch, pump with shit, crunching, munching a clit, dunking a dick, something, sunking a quick, crumping a bit, humping the nina, bring the thunder. Yeah. I be the king of conga, bring your spleen, the ween lasagna. Yeah. I eat it up like some from under cheese between lasagna. Yeah. I skid it up, then get ya fiend for cream, vagina, tongue ya. Yeah. Then feed the need we long for hunters, easily we done ya. Yeah. The gal show look like fuck food to me, might as well, bitch. I know you suck dudes for free, I can smell. Slit when I'm in lust to a degree. If it's shellfish, I'm in the dust. You is debris, trick. If you 100, we so hunterish. We come for the wonder chicks whose buns are thick and I make my lumber spit. And my whole crew, huh? Want some of that new charm.
Carrie Hilson, so look good.
Taste good too,
huh? You're 100, we so hunterish. You're 100, we so hunterish. You're 100, we so hunterish. You're 100.
Taking notice, I'm approaching the scoping out where the cushion at. Snatch her out this habitat. Soon as I snap my hook in that. Can't stop licking my chops, watching her walking. Now I'm looking at that pair of apple bottoms and that prom cut that shit putting
I got a bottle full of Captain and Jack and I'm ready to get it cracking, baby. Now tell me what you want to do. I got the package full of magnums back at the pad. If you want to attack, then I'm gonna be strapped up for you.
And all your homegirls, baby, bring the whole herd. It's open season for pillow squeezing and leaving toes curled. Inebriated, slightly faded, time to get it popping. Pull up the bus, open the door, all of the bunnies. Right. Show me her navel ring and said it's one more underneath the tech. I don't believe it. Callie, what you think?
Let me see.
The newest member of the drill team. I'm on the prowl. Just a whip of the feminist and I'm equipping for infinite pimping. It's going down. See, baby girl, I beat it up and put it in a headlock. When I snap and go primeval on that ass, making the bed rock.
You're 100, we so unfinished. You're 100, we so unfinished. You're 100, we so unfinished. You're 100, we so
sexual predator, better alert the neighbors, cause they desperate. Housewife is just my flavor. Darth Vader pulling out my lightsaber, and they like my hard candy. Call it now and later. Spear chucker mother, hey! I'm a hunter gatherer.
Looking for a super soaker and loot for ladderer. Bend them over, then you stroker. I mean, you stabbing up. Get the poking, get the stroking. I mean, you're ravager.
Ringgawa, I'm eating bush.
babies right out the shower. Dine with me and nine, vine, vine, wine. We devour you, carnivorous, niggerish. I gobble the top of you like it was licorice.
I even sell fat girls.
Hey.
Come here, are you ticklish?
Yeah. Dirt Diggler, might hurt you, but might fit you. Honey, wanna hunt you just to hit you. Go on, take a chance. When I advance, don't freeze up. Something in your pants, I wanna beat up. Cause yeah.
You're 100, we so under it. You're 100, we so under it. You're 100, we so under it. You're 100.